America weekend.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter when the snow comes.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
Nothing screams the holiday season like a good cookie. Here with a great cookie recipe is our resident food expert, Joanna Proust. Joanna, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much. Glad to be here.
It is always a pleasure to have you. So we've got the stockings hung by the fire with care. The Christmas tree is up. We're celebrating all these holidays. And it is time for a cookie because you have to leave Santa a good cookie.
That's true.
On Christmas Eve, or he doesn't leave the good stuff, which leads us into molasses spice cookies.
And this is my family's favorite cookie.
Very nice.
Every holiday. So it's easy to make, and it's also easy to find on the internet if you type Joanna Proust, molasses spice cookies. But it's a stick and a half of unsalted butter, a cup and a half of sugar, plus an additional half cup of sugar, a fourth cup of dark molasses, and an egg. And what you do is you blend the butter, the sugar, the molasses, and egg together. You can melt the butter. And you get that slightly cooled. And to that, you add 2 cups of sifted flour, 2 teaspoons baking soda, 1 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, 1 teaspoon of ground ginger, 1/2 teaspoon ground clove, and 3/4 cup of salt. And what I do is once I have melted the butter and all of that, I leave it in the pan, and I take a big strainer, and I just sift it right over and stir it into the pot. It's really easy that way. And what you want to do is let them cool slightly, and you preheat your oven to 375, and this is the fun part. You take up about 1 teaspoon of the dough and roll it into a ball, and then you roll it into sugar, you put it on the pan, and you bake it for 8 to 10 minutes. And you have to, well, when I was a kid and my kids were kids, we used to eat the balls of dough raw.
Okay.
Who doesn't like doing that?
We're supposed to say don't eat raw cookie dough. But the other thing is let them cool slightly. Then what you have to do is take them out and cool them on racks, and you store them in airtight tins. And I'm going to say that everybody seems to love these.
Well, the ingredients sound like it's a great combo.
I like, too, especially this time of year. It must make the house smell amazing.
Yes, sure does.
Oh, it does. And you know what's so really nice about it? I have to say everybody loves chocolate chip cookies. That's fine. But molasses spice, just as you said, you have the warmth and you have the rich flavors.
I feel like that seasoning combination is very significant for this time of year, like from the fall into, you know, the Christmas season.
Absolutely. I think Santa would appreciate not just having one kind of cookie. We have to give him a little bit of variety.
Yeah, I think so. Have some options.
Because when you think about all the cookies that Santa eats on Christmas Eve, you want to be able to impress him. When he sits down and says, you know what, hey, when I went to the Stoffo house or when I went to the Kalenge house, the Proust house, I had myself one heck of a cookie. He's going to be telling Mrs. Claus about that cookie.
High class.
And you will always be on the good list for the rest of your days. But,
it's a funny story in our family, though, about where the recipe came from. Now, we have family recipes. My great aunt was Swedish and my great grandmother was Austro-Hungarian. But I was craving these cookies and I couldn't find a recipe. And I remember she had a bottle of Brer Rabbit molasses on her shelf. And lo and behold, I went running down. I was pregnant. I went running down to get these Brer Rabbit molasses, and it had a recipe for baked beans, which I didn't really want. But instead, I called Brer Rabbit, who was then R.J. Reynolds, and they gave me, the woman who called me back said, you know, that recipe appeared on our label in 1919. Lo and behold, that's how a lot of people got their recipes on boxes, on bottles.
Oh, sure.
And so it really was like a taste of history for me. And I think that brings me to a point, and that is I think we should all try and remember to document our family recipes, no matter where you got them.
I agree.
And you know, in this age where you can videotape people, if you have a grandmother or a great-grandmother or somebody who's cherished in your family, copy, you know, have them do it. You can see the techniques. You can talk to them, and your kids and your kids' kids will have these memories forever.
That's a very good idea.
It's funny that you bring that up, because we actually have a tradition in my family. We make these uccidadi cookies. It's like a Sicilian thing or an Italian thing. Mm-hmm. Make these cookies, and my grandma was always the one that made the dough, that made the filling. There's a recipe, but she never looked at the recipe. She kind of just knew it and knew how much of whatever to put in. And, you know, when we would ask her, hey, Mama Sadie, and she'd be like, oh, you know, you make it with love kind of thing. It never tastes the same, but, you know, it's close.
But it's the family. It's the tradition.
But it's the tradition of doing it together. Right.
Totally tradition. And you know, in reality, in 1919, we didn't have standardized eggs in this country. We didn't have measures on our ovens that said bake at 375 or 350.
Right.
It said put in a moderate oven. If you have that documented in your family, no matter how the ingredients change, you can do it.
Well, you can see the recipe again by checking out Joanna's terrific website, Joanna Pruess, PRUESS.com. Joanna Pruess, as always, thank you for joining us here on America Weekend.
And happy holidays.
You too.
Thanks,
my
Joanna.
Friend. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Stoffa.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Is your young child selfish? Should you worry about it? Well, actually, at a young age, your child doesn't know any other way to behave. Here's the developmental science of it. There is evidence that young children are pre-wired to be selfish for their own protection. As a result, they operate via the following three rules. Rule one, if I see it, it's mine. Rule two, if I see you with it, it's still mine. And my personal favorite, rule three, if it breaks, it's yours, but the pieces are still mine.
Because it's mine. Mine.
These early rules drive parents mad because teaching selflessness skills is tough.
That's right. He can be taught.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Never give up. Continually teach selfless behavior, and one day when you least expect it, your child will share without being prompted. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This center Iceman was the 1996 Stanley Cup playoff MVP, the 2001 NHL MVP, and the 2002 Olympic hockey MVP and gold medalist.
Sackett gets a second shot. He scores! Overtime game winner, Joe Sackett.
So where is Joe Sakic now? Joe hung up his skates in 2009. He then took 2 years to spend with his family before returning to the Avalanche as an executive advisor in their front office. Joe also represents the team at Board of Governors meetings. In 2012, he received the highest honor of them all.
Had a chance to play 20 years. I played on some great teams. Got to lift the Stanley Cup twice. But with all that said, there is absolutely no better honor than being inducted here into the Hockey Hall of Fame tonight.
Joe Sakic, leaving his mark on history. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.